Fred at School Show. Fred at School Show.
Hello, dear Fred film lovers, and welcome to the English summary of the Spanish Second National Programme within the framework of Fred at School project. The students from the schools Pedro Salinas and Avenida de los Ferreros in Madrid, Angeleta y Ferrer in San Cugat del Vallès, Barcelona, and María Mediador in Burgos watched the second film of the project, Academia Plátanos, directed by Filippo Tsitos. The film premiered at the 2009 Locarno Film Festival and was one of the three finalists to the 2010 Lux Prize. The film tells the story of Stavros, a kiosk owner, and his friends, who illy pass the time watching passers-by and criticising foreign workers who, in contrast, are always on the move. The film takes place mainly in the same square, expressing the characters' immobility. But one day, their routine is broken, as Stavros' mother throws herself into the arms of an Albanian worker, calling him her son, in Albanian. From then on, Stavros' friends view him with suspicion. Is he Greek or Albanian? And Stavros is forced to examine his life, his identity, and his values.
Academia Plátanos is the film's title, as it's also the name of a neighborhood in the northwest of Athens that now is a bit deprived. But the Greeks are very proud because the academy has been there since Platon and his students used to discuss philosophy in ancient Greece. The film makes us reflect about xenophobia. We can see how the main character, Stavros, and his friends from the different shops spend their time making racist comments about the Chinese workers. This is a kind of self-criticize. The Greek, because they aren't working while Chinese people do.
I didn't like at all the film because I think that there's a lot of topics and none of them are solved at the end. So I think that it's a very slow film and I didn't like.
It's really slow. The situation in the film doesn't really evolve. It's the same as the one, as how it starts. It's like the same beginning and the end, it's the same thing.
Personally, this film didn't live up my expectations, but it wasn't as bad as I thought. On the one hand, I think that it tries to highlight the immigration that's happening now in Greece and a lot of countries, and that what it matters in the end is that we have to accept ourselves as we are and then accept the others. We are all the same.
I think the film is very interesting. It's really good because they make us think about different things that we don't normally talk about and how the Greeks interpretate society, how they understand things. It's really interesting that they show those kind of films to the class because you think a lot and you understand how the world is.
The director of the film once said, "The characters' days are so similar that you don't have the feeling that time moves forward." It is very exciting to see how the characters' lethargy is indeed noticed by the students, although the effect of that choice bores them too much. As a matter of fact, one of the Spanish teachers did a quick survey among her group of students, and only 2 out of 18 students admittedly enjoyed the film. A much lower proportion when confronted to the first film of the project, Ilegal. Our students indeed wanted to compare the 2 films. Here's what they said.
It was entertaining and I think it was better than the other film.
They are very different films. Ilegal had more action scenes, therefore it was easier to understand the plot and connect the sequences to the meaning. Academia Plátanos deals with problems in a much more subtle way and without rushing, just letting things happen unsolved by themselves. The ideas they transmit are similar, racism, family issues, disrespect and death. However, one tells how issues in real life get mixed with routines and how they affect your surroundings. The other is about how small things, such as not having documents, can radically change your life forever.
Another interesting issue came from the fact that the students mainly identified with characters that are seemingly more familiar to them. This is the case of Stavros' mother. Whether this was due to the general negative view on the film or not would require some finer and further analysis. We listened to what the students thought about this.
Some people think that the grandmother looks like their own. And something that was very realistic is the way his son must look after his mother.
I think there are not many characters that we can identify with. But the grandmother is someone closer to us because some of us have some grandmothers that are forgetful and with senile issues.
Some students again dared to share some acute perception on the film's camera work and soundtrack.
The camera was static and far away from the characters, making it easy to understand what was happening.
About the soundtrack, we have to add that, in general, it is very varied, with a lot of different music styles, and is strategically placed in key scenes of the film.
And this is it. If you understand Spanish, do not hesitate to listen to our podcasts in that language. You may listen to the second national program in Spanish, where the students offer a more in-depth analysis on Academia Plátanos, interviews to a group of students taking part in the project, and to Pablo Romero Fresco, the person in charge of all the film literacy content prepared for the Fredet School project, are also featured in the program. Stay tuned for our third episode on Fredet School. My name is Gonzalo Suarez, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.